He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the August 12th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California. A little bit hazy, a little overcast today, a little gloomy on the coast. Hopefully that'll burn off. This afternoon we'll get a little sunshine. There is a little sunshine on the market today. Not a lot, but it's definitely better than some of the days we've had here recently. The Dow is up 16 points. And it's at 16,586. It's right about even for the year. It's flip-flopping below the line, above the line on a daily basis. Not the year that we had last year. The S&P 500 right now is at, it's up almost 2 points. It's at 1,938. We have the NASDAQ up 64 cents right now. So they're just kind of above the line, right, hanging right around the even line right now. The NASDAQ's at 4,402. Gold is catching a bid today. Gold is up 0.5%. Gold is at 1317. I have not increased my exposure to gold. I have not had any exposure to gold for the last 3 or 4 years, and I've increased my exposure this year to about a 3% overall position. That's it. Crude oil is down 1% today. Crude oil is at 97.15. Hey, with all this crisis in the world, why isn't crude oil exploding to the upside? Well, there's a lot of supply out there on the market right now. There's a couple of refineries shut down. Nowhere to sell the oil to, but boy, I'll tell you what, an escalation in any one of the big trouble spots in the world, and gold is right back up over 100. The euro is at 1.33, and the 10-year yield right now is at 2.43. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's begin today with the hot spots in the world. We've got to stay on top of those. But before we begin, let's remind ourselves that this is day number 1,982 of the current bull market. That translates into 5 years, 5 months. And during this course of time, the market has almost tripled. And I keep saying that your 401k should be a 1201k by now. Had you been listening to my show, I've never said over the last 5.5 years to sell everything and go to the sidelines. Now, I don't know how many times you sold everything and went to the sidelines every time something in the world came up or something here in America came up, but that has been the wrong thing to do every single time because the market has gone on to hit new highs. And I am not a guy who stays fully invested all the time. I am a market timer. But my timing, my app, has kept me in the market since the lows of March of 2009. And we're going to continue to be vigilant on a daily basis because we don't want to take a 53% chunk out of our hide like the market did back in 2008. So we remain very, very vigilant. We watch these world events. We watch the technicals of the market. We watch the ranking of the asset classes. We watch the ranking of the sectors. We watch the daily rankings of the indexes around the world. We're learning a lot this year about the shift that has taken place from last year to this year. Last year was a small cap market, not this year. Last year was a U.S. market, not this year. Last year was a momentum growth market, not this year. In fact, it's pretty much just the opposite. This year is a large cap market, even a market that prefers dividends. This year is a foreign market, a market that's chasing better opportunities around the world after our markets have tripled over the last 5 years. And I continue to talk about India, I continue to talk about China, and I continue to talk about Latin America. And this is also a market of value, not a market of growth. So it's about as opposite as one could possibly be from last year. That's why it's not good, in my opinion, to be a pure growth momentum investor. You have to be flexible. When the market changes, you got to change with it. It's not good to be a pure deep value investor because you would have got left behind last year. And in my opinion, it's not a good idea to be an asset allocator because a lot of assets got clobbered last year, like gold, like the bond market. And yet the stock market, equities, ownership was the place to be last year. This year's a tough year. There's not really any one asset class that dominates the rest. It's still a market that tilts towards ownership of stocks. There's really not one index in the world that really dominates. I continue to see better opportunity overseas than I see here in America. And the growth stocks and the momentum stocks will have their little spurts and have a little run, but then they almost always get sold right back. This is not a market that wants high PE stocks. And I would say that there's two major reasons for this shift in sentiment in the market. The first major reason is a three-letter word that is spelled F-E-D, the Fed. Janet Yellen has turned the course on the Fed. No longer wind at our back, not exactly putting the wind in our face, but just not having the wind at our back anymore is enough to put this market into neutral. Look at the Dow. It's flat on the year. The small caps are slightly down on the year after a torrid performance last year. What's the difference? Fed policy. The seventh inning has come and gone. Last call has come and gone. No more drunk with party juice is the market. No more dependence on stimulus is the market. Now it's just a regular slog it out market. And while our market has been soaring for the last 5 years, other markets around the world have been left behind. That's why I continue to think that there's better opportunities overseas. And if you're getting my newsletter, you'll know exactly where I've been moving money this year, 2014. And if you're not getting my newsletter, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, and you can get a four-week trial to the newsletter. And you can follow along every single week on what Gunderson thinks about the market. And at some point in time, this bull market that is 1,982 days old is going to end. And then we're going to have to do something really, really different. Because the last bear was a 53% bear. And that's why we want to be vigilant. Well, we'll have to see about this convoy of 280 trucks carrying humanitarian aid into Ukraine from Russia. Let's just hope they're not full of Russian troops. Let's just hope this is not a Trojan horse and KGB agents are going to pop out of those 280 truck convoy and take over the Ukraine. The market's a little bit nervous. They want to know what's in those trucks. Meanwhile, Russia continues to amass 45,000 troops on Ukraine's eastern border, and NATO says there is still a high probability that Moscow could intervene militarily in the country's east. Okay? We have to keep that in the back of our minds. Meanwhile, Russia, who's been courting China lately as a trade partner because the EU has shut them off with sanctions, now they're courting Latin America. And the EU is telling Latin America, oh, leave them alone. Don't get involved. Don't replace those agricultural exports that we can't send to them. Russia's been courting Latin America for alternative supplies. Meat from Brazil. Chicken, beef, pork from Brazil. Chili for fish. Russia imports a lot. They need a lot. So that situation in Russia is still out there. Meanwhile, is it affecting companies here in America? Schlumberger expects Russian sanctions to nick Q3 earnings by about 3 cents per share because that's part of the embargo. Oil equipment, the Gaza truce talks in Egypt have stalled for now. The two sides are far apart. And meanwhile, The Keystone ruling is now not expected until 2015. Believe it or not, we're in the sixth year of the Keystone pipeline debate on whether or not to build that pipeline to improve our infrastructure and moving oil here in the United States. I still like the pipeline stocks. I recently wrote up Magellan Midstream Partners. That article, which started out on thestreet.com, ended up all over. I saw it on Morningstar, Yahoo, all over the place. This is Bill Gunderson. When we come back, we'll get a little bit more specific here on what I've been buying lately. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the turmoil continues in the around the world. Russia sending a convoy of 280 trucks with humanitarian aid. For the Russian separatists. I wonder if those trucks are shaped like a big Trojan horse. I don't know. We've still got trouble over there brewing in Iraq, obviously. You know, I get a little suspicious when Iran backs the new leader of Iraq. That's not good. And we continue to hit those Isilian guys with some missiles, blowing them up. And, of course, you still have Gaza and Israel, which could explode again at any moment. Ebola in Africa. And yet the market, this is day number 1,982 of the bull. And it's until it's over, it ain't over. It ain't over till it's over, is what Yogi Berra used to say. And that's the truth. Until it's over, we're going to continue to ride it for all it's worth. But I have seen a major shift this year, like I said in the first quarter of the show. I've seen a major shift from 2013 to 2014 from small cap stocks over to large cap stocks. I've seen a major shift from high PE growth stocks over to low PE value stocks. And I'm seeing a major shift from the United States to outside of the United States. And one of my favorite markets right now that has just really, all of a sudden, woken up. Who woke up the dragon? All of a sudden, China is coming on strong. And where has China been over the last 5 years? Not much of anywhere. The Chinese market has really struggled. If we take a look at FXI, which is an exchange-traded fund which tracks that Xinhua 25 index, over the last 5 years, China has struggled to put 2% per year on the board, while the U.S. market has put 14% per year on the board. But guess what? That's all of a sudden changed. Over the last 12 months, China's up 21%, and the U.S. market's up 14%. And I started calling this emerging market move at the beginning of this year. I predicted that this year would see outperformance by the emerging markets, which again were whacked last year. They were down 8% last year, while our market soared. I said it's time for the emerging markets to begin outperforming the U.S. markets, and so far that is taking place. And I've been buying India. I've been buying China. I've had a little Latin America off and on, although they're still struggling to get their sea legs down there. There's still a big question mark as to those elections in Brazil coming up in September. But China seems to be immune from all of this. Israel, Gaza doesn't really impact China. If anything, the Russian, Ukrainian, Europe, U.S. situation benefits China. And of course the Iraq situation with ISIL doesn't really affect China. So we're seeing money move in to China. I like a few stocks in China. I've also bought other, there's also other ways to get exposure to China. Besides individual stocks, there's a lot of exchange traded funds and there's a lot of mutual funds that buy into Chinese stocks. One China stock that I currently own is Vipshop Holdings Ltd. The symbol is VIPS. Maybe they make you feel like a VIP when you use their service. It's a Chinese online discount retailer offering branded apparel at discount prices and limited quantities via VipShop.com. I think the Chinese are like everybody else. They like to shop and they do like bargains. And Vipshop brings them some big bargains online. And the Chinese are online. The internet has become a mainstay in China. And look at the growth of Vipshop Holdings over the last four quarters. They've had sales growth of 160%, 146%, 117%, and 126%. They've had earnings growth of 350%, 999%, 206%, 271%. That's some pretty good growth. The stock has gone from $4 to $220 since 2012. You'd be hard-pressed to find another stock that over the last 2 years, 2.5 years, has soared like VipShop.com has. If we take a look at the performance, in fact, over the last 12 months, VipShop is up 335% because of this enormous sales growth and because of this enormous earnings growth at the company. It gets a momentum grade right now of A+. We can't give it an overall performance grade because the stock has only been around since 2012. We need at least a 5-year track record to give it an overall performance grade, but I like that momentum grade of A+. Now, when we look at the valuation, yeah, you know what? This is a higher risk stock. This is a more of a momentum growth play. But it's also a Chinese play. And right now, investors are looking for growth stocks that are based in China. And that's causing VipShop to hit new all-time highs. It's trading at about 219, 220 right now. It's currently trading at 44 times forward earnings. But consider that it's been growing by 100% per year. So you could make the argument that this stock is still trading at a discount to its growth rate. It's expected to grow. Now, look, I don't know how reliable the analysts are that cover this company. This is a $12 billion company, by the way. This is not a micro cap, and this is not a small cap. It's not even a mid cap. This is a large cap stock, an ADS that trades on the U.S. markets. It trades on the NASDAQ. VIPS is the symbol. Again, it's a $12.4 billion market cap company, making it a large cap. I have a 5-year target price on the stock. Of course, it has to continue to grow, and it has to meet the analyst expectations, but $400 target price against a current price of $220. VIPS, VipShop Holdings, is currently ranked at number 28 out of 3,855 stocks in the Best Stocks Now database, and it's one that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. San Francisco Money Show coming up August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I'll actually be doing two workshops. The first one is at 9 a.m. on August 23rd. That's a free one. The second one is the Money Mavens. I've been invited to speak during that one too, and that's at 10 a.m. So if you're in the San Francisco area, August 21, 22, 23rd, give us a call, reserve a seat to the San Francisco Money Show. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking about all kinds of things here today. We're talking about Russia. We're talking about the Ukraine. We're talking about Europe and the impact that the sanctions now against Europe by Russia are having on Europe. It's not helping their economy at all, which is already struggling. You've got Italy now in recession, and you've got Europe more worried about deflation than inflation. And the European markets are the worst indexes to be in 2014. If you look at your portfolio and you see that you own European Small Cap Fund or European Titans Fund or whatever, That's the worst place you can be invested, next to Europe. Europe's the worst, or Russia's the worst, and Europe is the second worst place. That's why I just don't like this asset allocation. I know you're saying, well, we're buying these European shares cheap right now, but they could get a whole lot cheaper. You know, Russia has put a one-year ban on many, many things, everything from French cheese to Lithuanian pork. And they're courting Latin America, which is another place that we've been talking about. The EU is telling Latin America. Of course, Latin America is going to go ahead and do what they want to do. But the European Union is saying, is recommending to Latin America that they don't pick up the slack that is being caused by Europe. They don't want Brazil providing their beef and meat products, and they don't want Chile providing their fish products to China or to Russia. We'll just have to see what happens. And meanwhile, Iraq continues to bubble and gurgle. They have new leadership there. Iran loves the guy. That's a red flag for me. I don't know about you. And of course, Gaza, Hamas, Israel, they're not getting anywhere in those peace talks during this current 72-hour truce. And 70 trucks, there's a 280 trucks crossing the Ukrainian border full of Russian goodwill for their people, humanitarian aid in the Ukraine. These are all hotspots in the world. Any one of them could explode at any time, and they have great impact on the market. And it's one of the reasons why the market has been held down this year. It's not just one hotspot. It's not just Greek bonds like it was a couple years ago. There's three major ones that could escalate into World War III at any point in time, it seems like it. So we have to be on guard. We have to watch. We have to protect. We don't want to give up 5.5 years of gains in the markets. We're at day number 1,982. Meanwhile, there seems to be countries and areas of the world that are not affected by these trouble spots. We just identified China as one, and I continue to move money to China. We just went through one of the stocks that I like in China, one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. It's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. It is a large cap. It's a $12 billion company. Another one that had a good day this week, not in China, but a different region of the world, a region of the world that is advancing because of other reasons, because of political reasons, where they had positive political change. At least the markets and at least the economies of the world view it as positive political change that took place in India several months ago. And we've compared the P.E. ratio of Tata to Tesla. Both stocks are doing well right now. But Tata has a P.E. ratio of 9. And Tesla has a P.E. ratio of 381. So if you look at it from a risk-to-reward point of view, there's a little bit more risk in Tesla than there is in Tata. And Tata has been a very consistent grower over the years. Tata was a $3 stock in 2008. And then it was a $17 stock the following year. And then it was a $37 stock. And now it's a $41 stock. And it continues to grow. There's a lot of people that live in India. And Tata is a $26 billion market cap company. They manufacture heavy, medium, and light commercial vehicles, passenger cars, utility vehicles, and accessories. And let's look at their most four recent quarters, where we've seen 44% earnings growth, 163% earnings growth, and then they had a slip of negative 10, and then the most recent quarter they reported 209% earnings growth. In fact, over the last 5 years, Tata Motors, TTM on the New York Stock Exchange, has delivered 32% per year in earnings growth. Now, has that translated into stock price appreciation? Well, let's go to the beststocksnowapp.com. Actually, the website is beststocksnowapp.com. That's the web version of the app that everybody waited so long for. And we've had a lot of people subscribe to that version, the web version, because it's on a bigger screen. It's not on a smartphone. And let's enter in TTM and let's get the particulars. We take a look at the performance. Is there a correlation between earnings growth at a company and capital appreciation of the stock? Well, I just said that Tata has been growing their earnings by 32% per year. And the stock has been going up by 32% per year. You see this correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? In Tata's case, it's almost one for one here. Over the last 3 years, Tata's delivered 32% per year again, and over the last 12 months, the stock is up 76%, while the S&P is up just 14.5%. It's a top-performing stock at the current time. And when we look at the valuation, which is the other half of my equation, that's one of the themes I'll be harping on at San Francisco at the Money Show, is I am value plus performance. I like them both. I'm not a pure value investor. There's too many value traps out there. And I'm not a pure momentum investor because I like to pay attention to how much I'm paying for a stock. Tata's currently trading at a forward PE ratio of 9. It's expected to grow over the next 5 years, this is earnings growth, by 25% per year. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.36. You say, well, can you really rely on those numbers? You know what? The analysts have a job to do. I used to visit companies and talk to CEOs and CFOs and sales managers, etc., and used to come up with estimates for a company. It was my best efforts based on what I was told by the company. And if anything, I would say that companies tend to sandbag, tend to talk down estimates. So can you rely on them or not? Well, I mean, at least these are the expectations right now, and stocks do trade on expectations. And right now, the expectations are that Tata Motors will continue to grow their earnings over the next 5 years by 25% per year. We'll see. But that's what I'm basing my calculations on. I have a 5-year target price of $78 per share on Tata. Tata's currently trading at 41. So it meets my value criteria, it meets my performance criteria, and I like the story in India right now. It seems to be an area of the world that's not impacted by events, geopolitical events that are impacting Europe, impacting us, impacting Russia, etc. And it's an area of the world that all of a sudden is turning back to capitalism and trying to grow their economy again. So I say welcome back to the world economy, India. And I think that there's a real play here over the next several years. I would predict here today that over the next 3 to 5 years that the Indian markets will outperform. Barring something catastrophic, which is always possible, I believe that the India market will outperform the S&P 500 because I think it's got more opportunity and it has underperformed over the last 5 years and it has a lot of catching up to do. In fact, if we look at INP, which is the India index, it's down there with China. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 6% per year while our markets average 14% per year. And I think you could see an absolute flip-flop of that, seeing the Indian markets outperforming the U.S. markets going forward. And that's already starting to happen because over the last 12 months, India's up 39%, while the U.S. market's only up 14%. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I was just looking over the lineup here for the Money Show, August 21st, 22nd, 23rd in the Bay Area. Speaker Steve Forbes on the economy, George Gilder on technology. I've seen Gilder before. He's very up on the latest technologies. He's been around for quite a while. Back in the, remember, the late 90s, the Gilder letter, talking about new breaking technologies. That's a good one for all of you in the Bay Area and the Silicon Valley. David Blitzer, he's Wolf Blitzer's brother. He's an economist. He'll be talking about the markets. Rich Karlgaard, another expert on technology. Jack Ablin, an expert on ETFs. Stephen Sears talking about the market. You will meet face-to-face top investment and trading experts. That's always a good thing to expand your knowledge of the markets. You will acquire a global market perspective, which I've been trying to give you this year. I've avoided the global markets for the last several years as they've severely underperformed our markets. But now, all of a sudden, they're one of the best places to be. Of course, you can network with and hear new ideas from other fellow investors. Look, it's all a bunch of people there trying to get good ideas. They're pretty much seasoned investors themselves. You can learn a lot from one another. You can get advice tailored to your needs during keynote speeches, interactive workshops, live trading demos, and spirited panel discussions, which I'll be on one of those. You'll discover and compare investment products and services in the exhibit hall. And I'll be showing off my app in the business, in the exhibit hall, the Best Stocks Now app, one of the top grossing financial apps in the world. There will be a VIP Investment Master Symposium, which is an exclusive conference room away from the crowd where over a dozen of the top speakers come to you with their best recommendations. And I will be one of the speakers at that. That's on Saturday at 10 a.m., the VIP Investment Master Symposium. And then there's paid events that you can pay to be taught by experts such as Jim Juback, Doug Fabian, who I've had on my show here before, Elliot Gu, Roger Conrad, John McCammett, who's an expert on biotechs. Man, there's a good guy to listen to. The Money Show University, if you're a college student, you're invited to join for the debut of the Money Show University to get interactive education from a combination of expert speakers and qualified industry leaders. You can go to their website. It's the Money Show. Let's see, it's moneyshow.com, moneyshow.com. At the Hilton San Francisco Union Square, August 21st through 23rd. I will be speaking at one free event at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and then I'll be part of the Investment Master Symposium, and my spot comes up at about 10 a.m. in one of the rooms, and that's a pay-to-see type of a class that you will get to hear my comments on the market. Can I tell you what I'll be talking about right now? It's too early. The market could totally change between now and next Thursday when I leave next Wednesday. I told my assistants, I'm taking two of my assistants with me, and we will be putting together our PowerPoint presentation probably the night before. That's the way it is in the market. I'll be writing my newsletter from that Money Show next week. I'll be trying to give you my in-depth insight into the information I glean from these people. I'll be broadcasting live from the Money Show next Thursday and Friday. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of people there. If you would like to come out, if you're in the area, or, you know, hey, spend a weekend in San Francisco. What better place? Especially if you're in Minnesota, Seattle. Yeah, Seattle and San Francisco are pretty similar. I love the Bay Area. I really do. It's one of my favorite cities to visit. I used to visit mutual funds there when I was an analyst, taking ideas to them. A lot of the leading mutual funds are based in the Bay Area. And it will be in the exhibit hall. I'll be giving out free books. And we'll be giving downloads of the app, and we'll be discussing the app, and we'll be meeting a lot of folks. So that's the Money Show. Go to moneyshow.com. Check it out. How much is airfare? They've got special events at the hotel. Not a bad place if you're a serious investor to spend a little time at the San Francisco Money Show. And, of course, if you're a KDAO listener in the Bay Area, you know, that's a nice little spot for you to spend Friday night or Thursday or Saturday at the Money Show. And if you'd like to get on my newsletter mailing list, pwstreet.com, we send out thousands of newsletters. I'm trying to send them out now on Friday, get it out by Friday. We're determined to do that again this week. We have two versions of the newsletter. We have the premium newsletter, which has all my model portfolios, buys and sells, and includes the model portfolios. You get 4 weeks of that for free. And then I have my standard newsletter, which gives my market updates every single week. And that's free. PWStreet.com. I've got some good assistants here that help me while I manage the money. If you'd like to talk to one of them about managing your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. And you can talk to one of my assistants about the services we offer here, how we work, what you can expect, how we keep in touch with you through the newsletter every single week, which is part of the deal, the full newsletter. And don't forget the app, one of the top financial apps in the world. It's been as high as number two in the world. We're going to get to number one. I got to get an update on this premium app today. I'm going to call those guys, and I'm going to grind them a little bit, get some answers. I know they were having a little bit of trouble with the push notifications last week, but they're working on it. So I will get an answer by tomorrow. As far as I know, the Android app is working, but they're still struggling with getting the Apple version of the app, and then, of course, the web version with live trades. The minute I make a trade, I send out a push notification. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.